Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
KMOX News time is 5:24. We're coming up on KMOX News. But first, though, I want to give you a preview of something coming up tonight on KMOX. During our profile segment between 8 and 10, I'm going to talk with Tommy John, actually Dr. Tommy John. He's the son of MLB pitcher Tommy John, of course, known for his reconstructive surgery that saved his career. Now his son has concerns about the procedure, specifically how common reconstructive surgeries are becoming for children who play sports.
This name now is attached to something happening more in kids than adults, and we're both sick and tired of this.
Well, tell me a little bit about the procedure that he went under, because, I mean, I think people hear it, but they don't quite understand what happened to him and then really what had to happen to make his arm function again.
Sure. So he had been experiencing pain for about 11 years, and that's what people don't realize. He had had over 40 cortisone shots, which you can't do that now. That's like against law. And so his body tried to do its best. It tried to do exactly what it could do. It was inflaming. It was in pain. It was trying to heal. And he just kept pitching because that's what you were supposed to do as a professional. And then on the fateful day in 1974, he was 13-3, and he went into a game, threw a pitch, something didn't feel right, tried to throw another one. Okay, comes out, Dr. Job, who was the Dodgers surgeon at the time, Dr. Frank Job, he analyzed it, and he said, there's something we can do. Your ligament is gone. I mean, his ligament exploded like glass. It wasn't a fray. It just exploded because of all the cortisone, and that's what cortisone does to tissue. But Dr. Job said, there's a thing we can do. I've only done it in polio patients' ankles. It was a tendon replacement to replace a ligament. I'd never done it in the throwing arm of a pitcher, so there's no telling what could happen. He's like, I'll do it so you can sustain life and carry your kid and do whatever you're going to do for work, but it's unlikely you're ever going to throw a ball again. And my dad, being my dad, goes, is there any chance I can come back and pitch? And Dr. Job gave him 1 in 100. And he goes, okay, let's do it. And Dr. Job goes this is the cool part of the story. He goes, but TJ, you realize if you come back and try to throw, the thing could just come apart again. And he goes, then you'll do it again. And Dr. Job goes, okay, but it could happen again. And my dad goes, I'm going to give you 3 tries. You're going to try this thing 3 times, and then I'm going to shut it down. And as a backup plan, here's another great part of the story. My dad had contacted Hoyt Wilhelm when this all went down, one of the best knuckleballers in the history of baseball, because he was going to go live at Hoyt Wilhelm's and learn a knuckleball to try to come back as a knuckleball pitcher. So part of the secret to rehab is your desire, your will, and your why, your want. And Tommy John's desire was to pitch again in the major leagues. So he was the perfect patient for this experimental procedure.
How long was his recovery from that? That's one of the things we don't hear much about.
Yeah, so he started tossing at 16 weeks, so that was 4 months, and he was tossing to my mom. He threw tennis balls to my mom, and the reason he threw to his wife, my mom, was because he couldn't overthrow. He knew he wouldn't overthrow if he was throwing to his wife, and so he proceeded to go through that. He pitched competitively 1 year, 1 day after the surgery. Now, in medicine, kind of a fault of how we look at things is we look at timelines. We try to put bodies, humans, into these guidelines, these constraints of time. But bodies heal differently. Sometimes they heal faster, sometimes they heal slower. But the point is coming back and being successful. Tommy John took 1 year and 1 day and ended up pitching 14 years after that rehab stint and never had a problem, never missed a start because of his elbow in 14 years. That's unheard of. We hear about the success of the surgery being, 80% come back from Tommy John surgery to throw one pitch at the same level they were at prior to. great, draw that out. I want to know who's throwing 3, 4, 5, 6 years later. And those numbers are not impressive at all. So by all means, you do not want this surgery.
For your dad, has he had any long-term impacts from that surgery beyond his playing career?
No, you know what's crazy is his elbow has held up. Now, when he retired at 46 years old, he got into high school coaching. He was coaching my teams at the time. And then he got into some coaching at the professional level. Now, something that he loved doing, like Larry Bird would love shooting baskets, just casually shooting hoops. My dad loved throwing. So he would throw batting practice to the teams he was managing or coaching. He'd also throw to the other side. He did this till he was in his mid-60s. So he would throw to both sides of batting practice, and he could just throw and throw and throw and throw. And his elbow is perfect. His shoulders have gone arthritic and everything because he just doesn't keep up with you know, moving and preparing. But his elbow is rock solid.
That is Dr. Tommy John, and that's just a little bit of a preview of what you'll hear tonight between 8 and 10 on Profiles. Of course, he's speaking out against what he sees as a sickening trend to push athletes harder and harder at younger and younger ages. He's written a book called Minimize Injury, Maximize Performance, A Sports Parent's Survival Guide. He also operates Tommy John Performance and Health Center in San Diego, California. So again, you can hear more from him tonight on KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.